You're listening to Rhema for Today.
Your love, if you've never been born again, is a selfish love. You're only concerned about you and what I can get out of it. But the love of God's an unselfish love. God so loved the world that he gave you. The Bible also, when John in his first epistle said that we know we pass from death unto life because we love the brethren. That is, we pass from spiritual death unto spiritual life. We received into our spirit eternal life that is driven out the spiritual death nature, which is the nature of the devil in us, and we've got the nature of God in us.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Healing Classics, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
This afternoon, we wanted to help those who may need healing in their physical bodies. And so we are slanting our remarks along that line, though we are still really speaking from this text for the simple reason that God heals us through our spirit. Though it's physical body, yet he doesn't heal through the physical, he heals through our spirit. God's method of healing, and I'm talking about physical healing, is spiritual. Now, it is not mental, as Christian Science and Unity and the other metaphysical teachers claim. Neither is it physical, as the medical world teaches. When God heals, he heals through the Spirit. When I say the Spirit, I'm not referring to the Holy Spirit, but I'm referring to the human spirit. He heals through your spirit. When man heals, he must either do it through the mind that is governed by the physical senses, or he does it through the physical body. But when God heals, he heals through the human spirit, for God is a spirit. Now you understand, as we've said to you and talked about it much in these lessons, that man is a spirit being. And that life's greatest forces are spiritual forces. Now we see a lot of times, in fact during World War Number Two, I've thought about it a number of times. We saw Russia invade that little country of Finland and overwhelm them, defeat them physically, but they certainly didn't whip them mentally and never will spiritually. Spiritual forces are the greatest of all force. They conquered them physically, that's true, but they did not conquer them mentally, and they could never conquer them spiritually. Spiritual forces are greater than mental forces. Spiritual forces are greater than physical forces. Now you can understand this, that the great forces in life are spiritual forces. Love and hate. Fear and faith. Joy and peace are all of the spirit, not of the physical, nor of the mental, but of the spirit. Love is of the heart. Now I'm talking about the God kind of love, you understand that. Because after all, natural human love is just simply based primarily on the physical and is a selfish thing. But Romans, the 5th chapter and the 5th verse said, the love of God, what kind of love? The God kind of love, has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. He's talking to believers here. And that has reference to the new birth, not the baptism of the Holy Ghost, for the simple reason that John said, we know we pass from death unto life because we love the brethren. You can't love like this if you haven't been born again. Your love, if you've never been born again, is a selfish love. You're only concerned about you and what I can get out of it. But the love of God's an unselfish love. God so loved the world that he gave. The Bible also, when John in his first epistle said that we know we pass from death unto life because we love the brethren, that is, we pass from spiritual death unto spiritual life. We received into our spirits eternal life that is driven out the spiritual death nature, which is the nature of the devil in us, and we've got the nature of God in us. He went on to say that he that hateth his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Now here he's talking about eternal life abiding in you. He's talking about hate abiding in you. If it's in your heart, if it's in your spirit, then you're a murderer. So you don't have to take a gun and kill somebody to be a murderer. In fact, you could kill someone and not be a murderer. Because people could be killed accidentally in time of war and so on and so forth. But you see, you could not actually take someone's life literally, physically, but yet just have a hatred in your heart towards them, and God's word said you're a murderer. And God said that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Because if he's got eternal life abiding in him, in his spirit, in the real man, if he has eternal life in there, he has the nature of God in him. If he's got the nature of God in him, he's got the God kind of love in him, because God is love. I mean, it ought to be the easiest thing in the world to know whether you're saved or not. I mean, you can judge that just very easily. It's not a matter of belonging to the church. Not a matter of believing certain creeds. Not a matter of saying, well, I believe this and I believe that. My church teaches this and my church teaches that. You can believe all those things, still go to hell. Those things will not save you. I think that's one reason that the devil never has, never succeeded in life. In fact, he's never even suggested to me one time that I wasn't a Christian. Not one single time has the doubt ever entered my mind, spirit, or anywhere about me. If it's been within a block of me, I don't even know it, that I wasn't a Christian, that I wasn't saved. I'll tell you why. Because before I was saved, there was such hatred in me. I was raised up as an orphan boy. And I don't know why. You see, my daddy left when I was about 6 years old. And our home was broken and my mother's health failed. And so some of we children lived one place and some another with some of the kinfolks. And some of the kinfolks would have, like my grandpa and grandma on my mother's side, would have really done more for us. And would have liked to have done more for us, but some of the other children were jealous about it, you know, afraid they're going to do something for you and we're not going to get it. See, you see, old natural human love is selfish, you know, amen, and jealous, and mean as the devil. And so almost, if they had to do something for us, they had to do it, you know, sort of underhandedly almost, to keep down an argument in the family. And then you see, that way you're pulled from pillar to post, and you come up under all this kind of influence, and so I grew up hating my daddy. In fact, I vowed all my life until I got saved and I got grown I was going to kill him. Meant every single word of it. Meant every single word of it. And would probably have done it. If you know me now and you knew me then, you couldn't believe it would be the same person. So I can understand this hatred in your heart's a terrible thing, folks. It'll twist your life. It'll twist your mind. But thank God when the love of God and the new birth came into my heart and into my life, it changed me. Oh, glory. That hate's never been, I've never been able to hate anybody since then. I've said in my mind I was going to. I just bowed up and down. I was going to give them the old treatment, but I couldn't do it to save my life. Oh, I know I could have if I just overrode that something on the inside of me. But see, I had this love in me and I yielded to it. Praise God, and the love of Christ constraineth us. So you've got it in there, let it dominate you. These are the great forces in life, men and women. That's what I'm trying to get over to you. But now then, when it comes to healing, friends, it's a remarkable thing, and yet it's true, that when Jesus comes on the scene as a healer, he demands faith. Now you see that all through the four Gospels. You see, of too many people who read the four Gospels with glasses on that are colored with religious tradition don't get what's said there. They imagine it's a certain way. But you see again and again, my brother, sister, in the four Gospels, for instance, in the 8th chapter of Matthew, when the centurion came on the behalf of his servant, who he said lieth at home sick, Jesus said, I will come and heal him. He said, not so, master. He said, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof. He said, I'm a man under authority, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and another come, and he come and said, you just speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. Jesus said, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. Didn't he? As thou hast believed. And then he turned to those followers of his and said, I've not found so great faith, no, not in Israel.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's book titled, Talk to Me. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 4-CD set entitled, The Master Restorer. We're also offering the CD from Craig Hagin called Put on the Whole Armor of God. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled Worship in Spirit and in Truth. All these items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Winter Bible Seminar.
Yes, and Worldwide Homecoming.
Yes, February 16th through the 21st, that's Sunday night through a Friday.
Yes.
And then the Sunday night service starts at 6 p.m.
That's right.
But then Monday through Friday, we have an 8:30 session, a 9:30 session, a 10:30 a.m. session.
Yes.
And a 7 p.m.
That's
session.
That's right. Getting filled with the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
And also, then we have also some other special sessions,
yes.
Leadership sessions on children's ministry, youth ministry, and worship leaders ministry.
Yeah, in fact, if you're a pastor, you
yes.
might want to send your children's minister, your youth minister, or your worship leader, are your people that are involved in worship songs and
yes.
stuff. Or you might just want to come yourself and bring them with you.
I think there's 9 hours of training.
I think it's going to be, about 9 hours of training
yes.
in each one of those sessions. And so, and also at night,
we have children's services.
Children's services.
Yes, nightly.
And so it's a family deal. So come on out. It's going to be great. They're coming from all of the schools, Rhema
yes.
Bible schools all over the world. We got
yes.
300 and some odd of them now, and it's going to be great. You want to know more about it? Just go to rhema.org
yes.
/WBS.
That's right. For all the details.
You're going to find out all about it.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Healing Classics. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.